As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
That's buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Katie and the crew are going to get you taken care of. They have everything you need for your grow, whether you've been growing for years or have never grown anything. Big, sticky, shock absorber-sized buds. All right there. Big old fatties at Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. A couple was arrested after allegedly having sex on the giant wheel at Cedar Point in Ohio.
It goes around and around, but it all comes down and you can see in there.
That's right. One of the tallest Ferris wheels in the U.S. had happened on Sunday evening. The man and the woman are both 32 years old. There were multiple witnesses, including two juveniles. They say they knew people were watching and didn't care and even laughed about it. Of course they don't. People having sex in public obviously don't care that people are watching them have sex in public.
Yeah, that's why they're doing that's why they're doing it. Yeah. It's making them more motivated.
If you really want to annoy someone or some people having sex in public, don't pay attention to them. They'll be like, hey, watch us, damn it. No, I'm not paying attention to you guys.
This is our thing.
People complained to security and cops were called. At first, the couple denied doing anything naughty. The woman said that she dropped a pack of cigarettes and bent over to pick them up, and the guy was helping her. That's a good story right there. This is the pack of cigarettes is really slippery. They later
wild to pick those cigs.
That's
up
right.
Too, you know.
They later admitted to having sex and were charged with public indecency. Since two of the witnesses were minors, the charge was also enhanced to a misdemeanor of the first degree.
They were minors?
No, there was minors that saw.
Oh, there were minors there. Okay. So, what's the ticket for that? How much is the ticket?
I don't know what public indecency is.
You can go to jail for that, though.
Yeah, for sure. Well, maybe not public indecency. I don't know. Section 335A.
You can go to jail for peeing in a bush.
Yeah.
If you get the wrong cop, you know, and you're in the wrong spot, you're going to jail.
I don't know what it is. If it's just like, all right, here's your bond, $500. Keep your wiener in your pants. However that works. So,
you know. It's not cheap.
That's the big thing with all these voyeurs, all right? These people that like doing it out in public. It's like if any minor sees that, that's now you're on a list, right?
Yeah.
That to me isn't worth it.
And you're probably not invited back to Cedar Point.
No, you're going to lose your
last trip to Cedar Point for sure.
You're going to lose your membership to most places.
You know.
Most places. Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? If you're going to do it, don't do it on the Ferris wheel. I don't like the Millennium or whatever that thing is called.
Do it on the Gravitron. That's what I want to see.
That's impossible.
You can pound one out on the Gravitron, all right? You got some strong hip flexors, okay?
it's easy going one way, but the other way.
See, I wonder if it'd be hard. Would it be hard to get a boner on the Gravitron? Because all the blood is being pushed, right? You think about your boner.
It depends on which way you're facing.
Okay, yeah, but if you're facing the wall... Okay, so I guess
it's going to suck it up. You know, it'll probably help you.
Just blow it right through the tip. Ah! Damn it, throw the Gravitron down. But think about this, though. Okay, think about gravity, all right? And if you're facing the guy in the middle, all the blood is being put. So I bet you can't get a boner on the Gravitron. Or if you can, you are impressive.
I can't get on the Gravitron. You want to make me feel sick immediately? Put me in the Gravitron.
The last time I was on the Gravitron, I didn't get a boner. Let's just cover that real quick. Didn't get a boner. But it was the last time. Dude, I'm telling you, this had to be now 20-odd years ago, because, of course, you try and get your body up, and you try and walk around.
Getting woozy.
And dude, you just like I think I threw out a neck muscle. I felt terrible.
You don't feel right. I got off that ride. I'm like, yeah, my body's not supposed to feel like this.
No.
What is that? What is that feeling? You know what sucks is I got that feeling like right away, and I knew the ride had a while left.
Yeah,
it's not gonna end soon.
No, please, Mr. Carney, turn it off.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
And that's the thing, Carney.
Shut it down.
Unless you are just projectile vomiting, they're not shutting that off, man. Nope. They're gonna be like, sorry, bud. This thing still needs to go for another 2 minutes and 38 seconds.
I threw up on the pirate ship one time. That wasn't good. I hosed some people, man. I couldn't help it.
But, you know,
it's coming. It's coming.
One of the worst ones to throw up on is the zipper. Because that one, you just, as you start
spinning. It's a washing
spinning,
machine.
It's terrible. It's a washing machine of vomit. It's awful.
Back and forth and, oh.
What do you think would be, Ferris wheel's got to be the easiest one to have sex on. Which one would be the hardest to have sex on?
The hardest, top thrill dragster. You only get 13 seconds.
How much do you think I need, buddy boy? Good God. We still have time
You're
for a cigarette.
You're going straight up and straight. Hey, I will give anybody, if you can pound one out in the time of the top thrill dragster it takes to get to the end.
We still have time to cuddle and have a cigarette with me, man.
Have you been on that ride?
No, I haven't. No.
Woo!
Yeah?
Oh, it was the highest one in the world. But somebody just, I think they had another top thrill dragster in Japan that just passed it.
It's crazy.
Dude, you go like 130 in like 2.3 seconds.
See, I do not trust a carny to operate something like that. I don't trust anyone to build something like that. And
it takes the breath out of you.
I don't trust a carny to run a ride like that, all right? All right? I don't trust a carny to operate the spinning apple one, okay? That's enough.
You know?
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm good on the coasters, I think.
Long story short, don't have sex on the Ferris wheel, and you can't get a boner on the Gravitron. It's science. It's science.
It's science.
All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.